For 6 years, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America has had a task force working on its approach to homosexuality. There are now 3 recommendations more than 1,000 Lutherans will modify, pass, or turn down this week. The first is about church unity. The second one would open the door for some pastors to bless same-sex relationships. The third would allow people in such relationships to serve as ordained ministers. Right now, a gay or lesbian person can serve as a minister as long as they are celibate. A bylaw change would allow an exception to that rule for those in lifelong, committed, and faithful relationships. They would have to go through a 3-tiered approval process, and there would be a reasonable assumption that a congregation wanted to call that person. Pastor Brian Anderson, a voting member from Withy, says this proposal betrays the authority of Scripture by creating a fuzzy interpretation of church law.
I would favor a statement either that would fully ordain homosexuals who are in a homosexual relationship, or to exclude that possibility. I think we have to be clear and fair to those people. Say the word in a black and white way instead of toying around with a lesser option.
Still, some are watching the Lutheran approach to see if sidestepping the contentious yes or no answers on gay issues will be a new option for other churches. Those like New Richmond pastor Gene Gaffall look to the founder of the Lutheran Church for guidance.
For Lutherans, we try to be true to where we're living at in the present time, and just as Martin Luther did, he saw some things that he thought needed changing, and sometimes those have to be addressed, and we do that the best we can, and so that's where we are now.
To explore what the Bible says about homosexuality, all churches had the option to offer classes on the issue using a booklet focusing on the church and homosexuality. One of the facilitators was Pastor John Youngerberg, Regional Director of Counseling Services and Church Relations at Lutheran Social Services. Part of the study involved the question of whether homosexuality is a condition or choice. When people ask Pastor Youngerberg about this issue, he's very careful to qualify his answer.
On the experience that I've had with counseling with people probably now for almost 30 years, and many, many gay and lesbian folks amongst those that I counseled with, it just strikes me that the anecdotal experience that I've had really indicates that it's more of a condition.
Still, others like Pastor Anderson hold the view that most Christians have had for 2,000 years. Homosexual behavior is contrary to God's creative design and shouldn't be condoned in any way by the church. As a way to appease that position, the proposal that affects same-sex unions does not expressly back them, but leaves an option there for those who provide pastoral care to decide whether that care could include the blessing of a union. Meanwhile, because this homosexual issue has caused many to take sides and threats by some to leave the church, the first recommendation asks whether members are willing to concentrate on finding ways to live together faithfully in the midst of disagreements. That, some say, is just wishful thinking. Others hope this large Protestant church can find a unique way to keep some rules but tweak them a bit to give gay and lesbian parishioners more options within the church. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.